Good evening, BHB family. This is Coach Coop here with another episode of BHB Radio. Tonight, I am joined by my very good friend for a very special episode of BHB Radio. Her name is Jordan Stoneberg. We are actually taking a new direction with tonight's episode, and instead of interviewing a traditional expert in the space, scientist, doctor, researcher, pro athlete, you name it, we are actually going to interview one of you guys. That's right. We are going straight to the trenches to find out how real people are getting real results and find out what works. Jordan is going to actually dive into her own journey and what worked for her when she lost a whopping 50 pounds and got some serious, serious anxiety relief. We're going to get into the specifics, including her diet, how she had to fat adapt her metabolism, aka gain metabolic flexibility, supplements she used, including exogenous ketones, and how transformative those were for her experience to help her thrive during that adaptation phase, and a whole lot more. There's a ton of practical lifestyle and nutrition tips jammed into this episode, and I think it's always helpful for people to hear how others, just like themselves, can do it, right? So without further ado, my guest tonight, Jordan Stoneberg. Good evening, everyone. This is Coach Matt, and you are listening to Better Health and Body Radio, your source for the latest and greatest information and understanding in the world of health, nutrition, and performance, where we give you a seat at the table next to the best and the brightest minds to arm you with the information you need to optimize yourself. Join us for another exciting, thought-provoking episode of BHB Radio, starting now. Jordan, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. Pleasure's all mine.
Oh, yeah. So, most people I'm expecting are not going to know you at home, right? But at the same time, I wanted to have just bring a new dimension to the show. You know, we've had on some scientific experts on here. We've had on some fitness experts. We've had on professional athletes. We've had on quite a number of folks, but I think it's also helpful for people listening to be able to hear what it's like from their side of the table. You know what I'm saying? Like, be able to hear an example of someone who is able to turn their health and thus their life around. So that's why I wanted to have you on. For people listening who again, probably don't know you, do you mind telling your story a little bit, you know, where you were at before you kind of went through this health transformation and how you got there?
Sure. So I think the cases, a lot of people think they don't know me, but they do. So it's, if you interact with real ketones, you probably interacted with me, but it's like on the low, right? So, in 2017 was kind of when this all started. So it's back in my day, right? So it's been a minute. I started researching ketones, after I just made a move to Florida. And because I was just trying to get my life on track. I just graduated college. I was, you know, just fresh off the block, like ready to go. And I, being in college, you know, you don't exactly, health isn't always your top priority. At least it wasn't mine. So maybe I shouldn't speak for everybody, but definitely was not my top priority. And the stress of the move and you know, being out of college and not knowing what to do, because at that time, getting a job straight out of college was pretty rough. So, you know, it led to, again, my, some pretty negative health impacts. So I started researching ketones, the rest is history. I mean, it was kind of crazy, and just stop me if I'm talking too much, but, I moved down to Florida, like I said, in 2017, started researching ketones, was also actively looking for a job at the time. It was just so weird. It was like one of those things that it was like, I don't want to say, okay, again, like destiny is so cheesy, right? But I had just been getting into learning about keto, and I saw an open job position with Real Ketones. So I had started my transition all at the same time, right? So it was a lot going on. And, you know, I was, And again, like I said, Matt, just stop me if you need to. But I transitioning to keto was the best thing I ever did, but also a pretty challenging thing for somebody who'd never been focused on their health before. And that's kind of where Real Ketones came in. I became educated. I started supplementing with our ketones, which really got me past. I mean, I was experiencing pretty severe side effects from the metabolic shift just because I just wasn't prepared. I wasn't, I didn't know anything about electrolytes, and I didn't know anything about how to support my system during this shift. So I was experiencing pretty severe insomnia and fatigue. And then kind of all the same time, Real Ketones came into the picture. And kind of once I saw for myself that it worked, I knew this is where I had to be. So for I think the first 3 months, first 3 months, I actually after getting like acclimated, I was working out probably about 4 or 5 times a day. Or 4 or 5 times a day. Oh my goodness, we are
Okay.
going hard.
I was gonna
Four or
say,
five.
no wonder you were fatigued.
Right, exactly. That was once I was transitioning, I started working out 4 or 5 times a week, and supplementing with ketones. I was eating the keto diet, and lost about 50 pounds in about
Damn.
about 90 days. So it was
Holy
pretty
sh
quick.
that
Yeah, pretty
is
quick, but
wild.
it goes to show like when you put your mind to something and you really want to do it, you can. And though I mean Real Ketones was truly, I mean, just like the savior, right? At the right time. So
So,
and sorry, go ahead, Matt.
no, I didn't mean to interrupt you. So, just so people are following at home, because I think we sort of started down the adjustment period before they knew it, what Jordan was talking about, what you were talking about.
Sure.
You were making like a drastic shift in the way that you ate, which included eating kind of more of an ancestral, we'll call it like keto-esque diet. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then during that time, you came across Real Ketones as a way that you might be able to turn this sort of, health adventure that you were on into a profession, right? Or turn passion into profession. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
So it
once
was
I
kind of,
saw. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Matt.
oh, the one last thing I was going to say. So it sounds like you guys kind of like came into each other's lives sort of the exact right time,
Right when we needed each other, So, but yeah, no, it's, I mean, again, I mean, it just, yeah, it was just such a pivotal moment for me and for Real Ketones, really, I mean, was there for me in every way it could be. And now I'm able to help other people because I mean, again, for those who don't know, I run customer service and all basically of any interaction you have with Real Ketones, I've touched. So, and I've really worked on, what would I have needed coming into this, knowing where I was, right, and knowing, and that's really the difference. We're providing tools from people who have experienced this and are educated, and not that again, not that I'm a genius, but I've been there, firsthand experience,
Sure,
and
of
then we have
course.
support staff, like again, like you guys. But
Gary.
yeah, right, exactly. So we have, just the smartest brains in the, I say in the world. I'm so dramatic, but just some of the most capable minds paired with real life experience, and it's just been like the most amazing combination for us. And it's allowed me to really craft the perfect experience for anybody who really is making the change
Yeah.
for their health. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's awesome, number one, that you've been able to turn passion into profession and really align with your purpose and helping other people the way that you were helped. I always think that that's a really awesome, fun, like very intentful, purposeful kind of thing. I think as well, like, although, for everyone listening, Gary Miller, you guys have heard on the show before, right? He's a scientist, a researcher.
While it's great to have people like him and I involved, it's also, there can be a bit of an effect sometimes to where if we're talking about something that's like 9 or 10 item, it can sound a little high level or I don't want to say ivory tower-esque because that sounds kind of bougie, but it's you know what I'm saying, right? It's nice to have someone at ground level who has, you know, a little more recently gone through some of the same transformations people at home are looking to make, and thus can kind of, you know, you can put yourself exactly in their shoes, even more so. In addition to that too, I also think it's awesome that you were able to find that, you know, to loop back to the health side of things for a second. You know, what Jordan was talking about is, for those of you who don't know, is the adaptation process when you do fix your metabolism to get, as they kind of mistakenly call it keto adapted. That's how it's known in the space, or even fat adapted, but it's basically fat adaptation is a good term. Metabolic flexibility is kind of what we prefer, but when you're sort of balancing out fuel systems like that, it can kind of be a little bit of a rough on-ramp there for about a week or two, or longer, depending on the person. But so you were able to kind of, obviously, you know, you're supplementing with ketones to help bounce back from that. I think that's really important. Electrolytes, things like that. Usually people want to watch their training and keep it a little bit lower in volume. But you said you lost about 50 pounds in just 90 days, 3 months.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. But also I hate to call it a routine, but my practices beforehand were very poor. So I just think it was the shock to my system and the dedication and, you know, just really showing my body how it's supposed to perform. It really just made all the difference. I think too, I think with the diet and the lifestyle, I mean, it is a metabolic shift. So it's not that I need to explain that to you, but I just think people, you know, don't understand that it is, you know, it's not just the, you know, you're not just cutting. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. It's not just like, I'm going to watch my calories. You know, it's a little bit different. So it can definitely stress your body out to do it solo. You can do it solo, you know, naturally, I mean, just on your own, you know, your body will create ketones. But having the supplement made just such the difference for me. I was going through, I mean, probably the worst bout of insomnia I've ever had.
That's a big time side effect of that.
Yeah. It's just your body has all of this fat to use for fuel. And again, not that I need to explain it to you, but, I just think it kind of like super surges you. I don't know like the correct, term, but it, you know, I was awake, but just all at the wrong times. So, introducing ketones allowed me, I mean, I was so, dehydrated, and of course, I mean, you know, my salt consumption was not how it should have been.
That's huge.
Yeah. I was trying to incorporate working out, and that was failing, and just being able to, I mean, real ketones just has made such a difference in my life. And I know that means it might sound goofy coming from me, but it's the reason that I'm here. Not on living. The reason I'm here is real ketones. The reason for my life. No, but, it's, you know, I truly believe in what, you know, what we do here. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to know that we have people here that have, you know, it's true, and I'm not trying to pitch anything, but it's true science, you know, and I've seen it for myself. I've experienced it for myself, you know, and we just have some of the brightest minds, working on this stuff. And it's been truly an incredible, journey.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's fair to say, right? Because like Rob and Gary, you're the face that runs the place. They're the co-founders of the whole program. It's not just, you know, a new, like some places that are just like a nutritional supplement outlet of sorts, right? Or a nutritional, like a place that spits out diet macros or something like that. Like there's a whole educational database that's ever growing behind it, right? To try to help kind of push health and nutrition science forward. You know, they actually are involved in, this whole sort of organization has been involved with advancing nutritional research and nutrition science, right? And in fact, that's that's one way we kind of have these additional insights and breakthroughs that we can then pass on to everybody to try to help their lives. And, you know, I think there's another thing that's interesting here, and that's that you and I kind of found ourselves where we're at in a very similar kind of way, right? Like, through your own authentic journey and transformation, you just naturally found your way here because you wanted to get involved. And I was sort of the same way, right? Like I basically first came across Real Ketones because I was a health practitioner of sorts, right? I was a nutrition consultant, strength and conditioning coach and rehab specialist. And I was at a conference, and a good friend of mine, Chris Albert, who's a basically kind of like a health and lifestyle, I don't know if he would like the word expert, but as it relates to veterans health is sort of mainly his thing. But anyways, he came up to me and he told me, like, hey, I think these guys, like, something here. It might be the most innovative company in technology here. I really think you should give this a try and go talk to them. So lo and behold, learned more about their sort of ethos, tried some of their offerings product wise, and then it was blown away. Started, you know, recommending it to my clients, again, just in an authentic, you know, kind of way, on my own. Mm-hmm. Kept in touch with them. And then later on, I actually wound up coaching Rob on the health, nutrition, and kind of training side of things, doing some like functional lab work, running some functional labs for him, and then just wanted to get involved at a higher level myself. And I always think that's the best way relationships, whether it's like your romantic relationship or a business relationship or whatever or a partnership is like, it just naturally evolves. You guys, you know, start as friends and it just, you know, kind of comes about from there. So I think there's something to be said about that. And your journey really resonates with mine. And I think just to give everybody at home a little bit of extra, you know, take home goodies and things like that they can extract from this. So if you are in that adaptation period, like Jordan's talking about, where you're shifting your body from running on predominantly, you know, Frankenfoods, generally higher carbohydrate or what we call high calorie malnutrition. There's a lot of things that can happen. You're maybe eating a lot of vegetable or industrial seed oils, which most people are. You can kind of impair your thyroid, you can impair your energy in the body, and you can impair your body's ability to burn its own fat, right? So when you, a lot of times what people do is they'll go on like a high saturated fat keto diet to like flush out a lot of the polyunsaturated fatty acids from the cells, help your, or the veg, you know, the stored vegetable seed oils, how they're sort of stored in the body, if you will. Flush out those things, start burning fat and so on and so forth. But that initial period where you're making that transition, there's almost kind of a detox that occurs. And so your best defense against that is to stay well hydrated, as Jordan, as you just said, adding natural salts to the water that you're drinking is a good call. Supplementing with electrolytes is a good call. Making sure that you are getting enough vitamin D and K is a good call. And then of course, you know, supplementing with exogenous ketones can definitely help ease the stress of that transition and make you feel just really good as you're going through it. Mm-hmm. Going low on training can help too. So that way everybody at home kind of knows exactly what it's like if they're going to go through it themselves, possibly now that they've heard your journey.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, even for those who aren't, you know, going, you know, looking to do full on keto, you know, your body, even when you are saying you're just cutting carbs, period, you know, or you're trying to reduce your calorie intake and that's the way you choose a diet, you know, kudos, you know, everything works differently for different people. But people still experience, you know, fatigue and being cranky and being hungry. A supplement, like a Real Ketones or, you know, even all these things still apply to any type of lifestyle change to make it sustainable long-term. Right. So it's, you know, it's really looking at it that way and looking at it as I'm doing this for my health, not for you know, it can be so much more than that 5 or 10 pounds you want to lose, you know, great. I mean, you know, everybody can probably lose 5 or 10 pounds, you know, whatever, but, you know, if you're looking at it as I'm doing this you know, to keep it off and to be healthier, you know, all this stuff can apply. And it's just so helpful.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And like you said too, like that's the other really cool thing is like a lot of these other companies are sort of like, and organizations and gurus and experts, quote unquote scientists, they're kind of a little bit majoring in the minors or missing the forest because they're looking at the trees in my estimation. And then that doesn't mean they're not directionally accurate and doing some very good work. Obviously, you know, all of us, Real Ketones, you know, everybody's just ever evolving in their understanding of things. But what I really appreciated about, you know, coming across you, coming across Real Ketones is that they're not pushing the strict keto diet on everyone. In fact, they don't, that's not their ethos. You know, they believe in fixing your metabolism so you can better oxidize, you know, carbs and fat. You know, they believe in you doing, being able to do strict keto, maybe for certain populations, metabolic therapies, or for people who just do well with that. Obviously simple things like eating more nutritious foods, like eliminating pro-inflammatory energy stealing foods, so on and so forth. But that was another thing too, is like, they are just in pursuit of whatever best practice is. Mm-hmm. And they're not trying to fit everyone into one box. And I think that's why they've kind of continued to have breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough, which on that note, I did want to bring up some of the emergent research has shown that, you know, there is something to this type of nutritional lifestyle and also exogenous ketones with regards to reducing anxiety. Now, mm-hmm. privately, you and I have talked about how part of your journey was not just the physical, like the weight loss, right? It was also, I mean, anxiety is physical too, but it was achieving a great reduction in stress, right? And anxiety relief. Can you talk to me more about a little bit more about that and unpack that?
Sure. So, I mean, being more regimented period and having a grip on your health period, you know, is going to de-stress you, right? But truly it's just, you know, for lack of better words, I was a train wreck, right? So coming, like I said, steamrolling right out of college. trying to get my life together. I was, you know, I just made that move from Detroit to Tampa. So it was quite a big shift, you know, just starting over fresh. And that's exciting, while, you know, you're trying to get through stuff, and it was extremely stressful. So getting on with, you know, supplementation, and, you know, specifically, again, I was taking Lean for Life. So I was taking our supplement that has MCT in it. And I think that had a huge impact on me, in how I was feeling mentally. I mean, of course, ketones themselves, you know, BHB, is amazing, but I'm saying that the MCT in it for me, I think just really helped, with my brain health. I mean, I felt like I was able to think more clearly, because imagine trying to see like in a foggy room, and it can just be so frustrating when you're just trying to get to the other side. Whereas, you know, if that smoke clears, you know, it's a lot easier to find the exit door. Maybe that's not a great analogy, but in my head, I'm like, or a metaphor, you know, I'm trying to think, I mean, trying, you know, the connections, you know, or the communication that goes on even within your own head, it can be so scattered, and just really getting to clear that up can it takes it all away. You know, your everything you do is more intentional, maybe. I mean, you just, everything is so much sharper, which then again affects the stress aspect of your life. You know, if you're able to think clearly, you're able to, you know, there's no reason to stress. You know, your brain health is optimal, and you're really, you know, you're focusing on your mental health as well as your physical health. And of course, they both affect each other. But you know, it was huge for me. Again, with the insomnia, that was causing all kinds of stress, and just not knowing what's going on. It just, yeah. Real key, like I said, I can't thank Real Ketones enough for what they've done for me. And it's, you know, not just my physical health, but absolutely my mental health.
Yeah. I mean, that's really, you know, that's the first person narrative through which, you know, the lens through which you get to experience the world. So when something, someone, people, you know, access to knowledge, understanding is able to change that with a positive for you. I mean, there's really, you know, I don't know if there's anything kind of more special than that in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that that's really something that that most people can kind of work on more, right? And that's instead of seeing health and how you experience life and states of anxiety and all that as sort of these separate silos, I mean, we really need to start thinking about this stuff holistically. And I know that word doesn't have as much meaning these days, but I mean in kind of an interconnected, constellative type of way, right? So in your case, for example, it's like, and in other people, like, who might have been suffering from some type of mental health issue, it's like, you know, is there something wrong in my life right now, genuinely? Or is it maybe a smaller deal than I think, but I have some sort of nutrient imbalance, you know, I'm not getting enough sunlight, I'm not sleeping enough. I live an overscheduled life, you know, I've got a storage of polyunsaturated fatty acids, you know, or the vegetable oils I talked about, stuck in my fat cells. And, you know, those are causing anxiety. You know, there's just a lot of trees to bark up. So what I try to, like, you know, tell people, whether it's something as simple as anxiety to some sports psychology stuff, is it's like, you really need to fix the physical and get your biological baseline up to neutral, as you're introducing some sort of mindfulness installations like meditation and just taking time to sit and be with your emotions, you know, being outside, stuff like that. And then that way you can truly find out, all right, like, was I depressed or did I just have like hypothyroidism, right? Or, you know what I'm saying? So it's almost like you want to make sure that that biological vessel, our body, through which we get to experience the world is tuned up to a certain degree at least. And then that way you can kind of better look at your life and say, oh, wait a minute. You know, you have a lot more physical clarity to gain emotional clarity around these things. You know, do I need to make X change or Y change, or was I really just needing to clean up my health? So I think there's a lot of power in that. And usually there's an element of both going on, but it is important because no matter how much, you know, therapy or mindfulness, mental work that we do, spiritual work that we do, you're always going to have a glass ceiling on how good you can feel if your body isn't healthy to a certain point. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You think, you know, you take care of your car. I mean, that's something so simple. You say the least you can do to yourself, you know, for yourself is give yourself a little oil change and, you know, and flush the system and make sure your blinker's working. You know, you gotta keep your body up. It's it is really kind of incredible once you start eliminating stuff like that, how much really, you know, how, I don't want to diminish anything, but how little your, or how much you can reduce your stress maybe just by mm-hmm. making sure your body's doing what it's supposed to. So are you, and that you're treating it right.
Self-care, really. I mean, that's the first level of self-care is mm-hmm. your, you know, how you eat, how you rest, recover, how you live your life, how you exercise, things like that.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I mean, and going back to a little bit what we were saying before, you know, we have these great minds and, you know, you have people that have experienced it. And really that's, I think that's kind of, you know, that all encompassing, I don't want to say thought process maybe, is where I feel like a lot of places, other resources lack. You know, it's, they, you know, you're thrown into this diet and, you know, you're not given any type of support. It's just, you know, like you're saying, the macro calculator just spitting out numbers at you then and not really explaining what much else means. You know, that could be super damaging for you. So it's really, I mean, we have an app that I've, you know, Matt and I both, you know, you and I both have worked on, and it really just encompasses the whole journey. It's the leading, you know, it's on ramp. It's saying, hey, you know, we know this is hard. We've got your hand, you know, you got us too, right? You know, it's like, you know, it'll be, you know, we give you all the support, all the one-on-one you need. Then you have, you know, then that's kind of your phase one, your phase two, your true weight loss, your, you know, your, you're doing great. You're seeing success. We're cheering you on. You have questions, pauses, stalls, whatever it might be. We're here to help you through it because everybody's bodies are different, right? So we would never just recommend everybody do the same thing. And then coming off really is really, I think, the most important because people stop these nutrition programs and the nutrition companies don't care because they know that they'll be back, right? You know, they stop their journey with no ending chapter. You know, it's just a, all right, well, you've been eating this way with us or practicing this way for X amount of time. So sayonara, once you get your, you know, once you hit your quote unquote goal, right? And that's so against what, you know, what I personally stand for and what Real Ketone stands for. And I'm sure you too, Matt, not to speak for you, but, you know, the end, you know, and really your journey never ends.
No, not at all. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be, is it's not supposed to be a diet that you start and stop. You might rotate things and elements of it in and out and tweak, but it's sort of a path of self-discovery in a way. And you get to kind of continuously keep refining things and learning. I mean, I'm doing that all the time and with myself still. And you know, I've been really doing things like that for, God, I'm trying to think now how long, like 14 years, 15 years now, you know? And it's like, I'm not saying it's going to take that long to reach your goal. You know, I've been happy with my physical self for a while and whatnot. It's more just like, I'm continuously like tweaking new things to like feel better, improve, you know, try this, improve my health there, you know, try this new kind of, I don't know, training style in the gym, you know, exercise patterns, things like that. And it kind of becomes this fun little journey of self-discovery you have for yourself. But usually, you know, as my friend Chris would say, like you usually change out of inspiration or desperation. And, you know, unfortunately, fortunately, it kind of takes people to get to that breaking point for them to embark on a journey such as this. And, you know, it's I think it's really helpful for people to hear a journey such as yours, because as you said, it literally helped you turn your life around. And so if people want to learn more, right, about like, let's say they're sort of staring down the barrel of something similar, they need to make a change in their life, they want to know what you and, you know, kind of Real Ketones are all about, you know, where can they do that? I know that we've talked about, like, there's the Real 30 program, we just talked about the app. Do you mind giving everybody at home just sort of like website kind of resources, maybe some social media resources they can try to learn more if they want to try to embark on this journey?
Like I said, I'm if they're, you know, if it says Real Ketones, I probably touched it at some point. So it's so that you always have, you know, I'm everywhere, but if you the most important place I would say to get started would be the support group on Facebook. So if you have a Facebook, it really is the best place. We have people who have never done a diet, people who are currently dieting, people who are post diet. You know, meaning like they, you know, they've got it in the bag. They, you know, they got their routine down forever. We have just such a cool, diverse mix of people in there, all looking to learn, you know, together and learn from each other and support each other.
Better themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's an awesome resource. You know, for anything, any type of questions you have, it's Real Ketones members that are on there. Answering, and it's people who have been through this, either A, have been through this, B, are an expert in the field, or C, both, you know? So, it's really a cool place in my opinion. So if you were to, you know, as well, I mean, I would say downloading the app, it's got, I mean, just a surplus of information, you know, recipes, you know, lessons talking about like, hey, you know, why am I doing this? This is why, and how it affects your body if you're into that. You know, it's some great stuff from you in there. I mean, just, I love the app. So, okay. but of course, you know, I love the one-on-one too. So there's messaging on there where you can get on there and direct message. It'll go right to my office. In the support group, you know, you and I are both in there. So,
What a great resource, honestly. You know, it's not just some companies, oh, it's just supplements, or some companies, oh, it's just this little, you know, PDF program that you pick up or something like that. But like, what a great resource to be able to have, you know, nutritional and training programming. You get, you know, like, it sounds like you're going to get some support documents and stuff and things to help you transition this into a lifestyle, and then also support coaching. So that's awesome. That's awesome. And I know people can find you at Real Ketones on pretty much any major social media platform. It's been great having you on. You know, I want to be respectful of your time. So is there anything else that you would like to leave everyone at home with? Maybe people who are just, you know, wanting to get going, any, you know, messages of encouragement or anything like that?
No, just that you can do it. You know, and that's really all it is. You know, just as, again, and as goofy as that sounds, you can do it. You know, I was just at such, you know, even though I had a lot of exciting things coming, you know, in front of me, I just made it a move and all that stuff. You know, I was in such a plate, you know, bad spot health-wise, didn't value myself. And it's like, you owe it to you to try. And we're here, you know, so that's, you know, just, you know, and again, maybe keeping it simple is best, but just that you can do it. And, you know, any questions you have, you know, BHB Radio, you know, Matt's excellent. you know, so it's, you know, any questions you have, feel free. I mean, we're both around. And, you know, we've both been through this, and that's what is just so magical about this space, is that everyone's here to help and everyone has been where you're at. So, you know, no wrong questions here. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was very well said, and maybe, you know, maybe we could have you on at some point again in the future. And everybody at home, thank you so much for joining us today. As always, it is a pleasure to have you guys tuning in, and I try to help bring you guys the latest and greatest in health, nutrition, performance science. So that way you can hopefully kind of distill that into little actionable things that you can do at home. Thank you guys once again for having us, and I will see you next time. This has been another episode of BHB Radio.